AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. The Senate is moving fast to head off a potentially drastic freight rail strike. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The Senate passed a bill binding rail companies and workers to a proposed settlement reached in September. Some unions involved then rejected the deal, leading to a potential strike next week, which the Biden administration and business leaders warned could lead to massive job losses and pain around the holidays. The House voted yesterday to impose the agreement, and the bill now goes to President Biden, who hours earlier defended the settlement.
I negotiated a contract no one else could negotiate.
With pay raises, but not more paid leave. The president says he'll keep pushing to get that for rail workers and every other worker. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Earlier after meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron, President Biden says his climate change law is not etched in stone.
There's obviously going to be glitches in it and need to reconcile changes.
The president says there's tweaks that can be made to satisfy allies. Through an interpreter, Macron said,
"We want to succeed together, not one against the other. It's been clear. This is the outcome of our discussions this morning, and this is exactly the philosophy that I share, and it is the one that we need."
President Biden is hosting a state dinner tonight for Macron at the White House. The Supreme Court agreed to decide whether the Biden administration can broadly cancel student loan debt, keeping the program blocked for now, but signaling a final answer by early summer. A judge in Arizona ordered Cochise County officials to certify the midterm election results by the end of the day today, saying Republican supervisors broke the law when they refused to sign off on the vote count by this week's deadline. 10 Los Angeles students appear to have overdosed on cannabis edibles at their middle school in the San Fernando Valley. Stocks finished mixed. This is AP News. Police in Spain are investigating a suspected letter bomb sent to the U.S. Embassy in Madrid a day after an explosion at the Ukrainian embassy.
Government officials confirmed another explosive package was also sent to an arms factory in Zaragoza in northern Spain. The factory makes grenade launchers, which Spain has sent to Ukraine. Police carried out a controlled explosion of the parcel. Officials have said the parcel at the arms factory had the same email address written on it as the package that exploded in the embassy. The embassy blast occurred when an employee opened a letter addressed to the ambassador. The employee was not seriously injured. I'm Karen Chamas.
Police in Tampa, Florida say former NFL wide receiver Antonio Brown is wanted on a battery charge stemming from a domestic dispute. A police report says Brown threw a shoe at a woman, attempted to evict her from a home, and locked her out. There's a court-issued warrant for Antonio Brown's arrest. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.